Inside Sources.
Inside Sources.
America's voice of reason. Boyd Matheson.
On Utah's home for elevated conversation.
Inside Sources on KSL News Radio.
Well, for months now, the headlines have been around whether or not any kind of foreign aid package would be put together for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, Gaza, for some humanitarian aid that's been gummed up and stalled in the House of Representatives. But after the attack by Iran on Israel over the weekend, the equation, the calculus has changed just a little bit. So we want to get underneath those headlines and look at what is it that possibly comes next. Let's begin.
Think you know the news of the day? Think again with Boyd Matheson on KSL News Radio.
Well, as we look at everything unfolding in our nation's capital, of course, there has been the back and forth since the beginning of the year in the new Congress. Actually, it goes back into the previous Congress back in November and December of last year, debating aid to some of our strategic allies and partners, namely Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. And then there were some other things floated in there. And of course, inside of the House, there was a demand for border security to be part of that conversation. The Senate passed some things that never caught the light of day in the House. There's a bill sitting there at the moment from the Senate. And the question is, what is the path forward now? Very interesting. Late in the day yesterday, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson unveiled his plan to deal with all of those. And it's a unique strategy. So I want to walk through this a little bit, and we're going to watch this as it continues to unfold and change over the next 24 to 48 hours in terms of who buys in, who opts out, and will the Speaker be able to retain his gavel in the process? So earlier today, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, held a press conference after revealing this plan for foreign aid to many of his Republican colleagues last night. There have been a few of those Republicans who have called on the Speaker to resign. Here was his response to that.
I am not resigning, and it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
Speaker also talked about the current moment and how he views himself as a wartime Speaker of the House.
We're in dangerous times, as has been articulated here, around the world, and here at home. We need steady leadership. We need steady hands at the wheel. I regard myself as a wartime Speaker. I mean, in a literal sense, we are. I knew that when I took the gavel. I didn't anticipate that this would be an easy path at a difficult time when the nation is terribly divided. The way we get through that is we show unity. And we explain how we have answers to all these great challenges.
So I think that was a good perspective from the Speaker of the House. And it is one of the things in my conversations with the Speaker of the House that this is how he's approaching it. And yeah, there's a lot of chatter going on about some of those in his party who are looking to vacate the chair. Again, that's the way you remove a Speaker of the House. And while there are a few that are rattling those sabers, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene has filed a motion. You have Representative Massey who's saying he would support it. And what Speaker Johnson is saying is, I'm not concerned about that because we've got important things we have to do on the world stage that are also important to the United States of America and our own interests in areas, in regions, in allies, and our adversaries for that matter. We're going to dig into that a little bit, some of the things that continue to emerge as you look at the connection between Iran and Russia, and then you throw in some of the things that are happening in China as it relates to Taiwan, North Korea, and it's pretty clear that Iran, Russia, China, and North Korea are learning from one another. They're supplying one another with all kinds of things. The drone and missile attack that we saw from Iran directed at Israel, and while all of those were shot down, it really was a pattern. It's exactly what Vladimir Putin has been doing into Ukraine. And how has Vladimir Putin been doing that? He's been doing it with Iranian drones and weaponry. And so there's clearly some collaboration going on between those nations. And so how we support Israel, how we support Ukraine and Taiwan matter. And the Speaker of the House is saying, well, let's do that. And while he didn't bring to the floor the Senate passed bill, he has brought four bills to the floor would be the blueprint for that. And so that's going to be the interesting thing. There is going to be an amendment process as well. I know that sounds like a radical thing to actually have debate and amendments offered on the floor of the House of Representatives. It just doesn't happen that often anymore, either in the House or the Senate. The leadership tends to figure it all out in advance. They give their members an all or nothing choice. Makes it much easier. No one has to take a hard vote. No one has to deal with any specifics. And everyone moves along their reelection way. And Speaker Johnson is saying, no, let's go at this one piece at a time. Let's look at the aid to Ukraine. Let's look at the aid to Israel. Let's look at the aid to Taiwan. And so a little different from the Senate passed bill, which was a $95 billion foreign aid piece of legislation that put all of those things together, plus a few other things. And while there is some opposition from some of the Republicans in the House, Democrats have expressed a willingness to both vote on those bills if they do mirror what has come out of the Senate in terms of dollars, and that there is dollars allocated in those bills for some humanitarian relief inside of Gaza for the innocent Palestinians that are suffering there. The Democrats have admitted that they would, if they can look at the legislation, which is coming out now, and see that it is apples to apples and that it is providing the right kind of aid there, that they would be willing to support that. And many have also indicated that were the motion to vacate the chair, in other words, to get rid of the speaker, executed by either Representative Massey or Representative Green, that they might be the ones who would be willing to stop that and support the speaker to stay in. Because there are some important things that do need to get done. And if there is another speaker battle in an election year, I think that spells doomsday for the Republicans in terms of maintaining the majority in November. I think it gives the Democrats a great opportunity to retake the House, and then they'll get to choose the speaker. So that's one of those interesting things that we'll be watching underneath the headlines as well. So all of this is very early in the process in terms of what will actually play out. But those are the components. Of course, there are some in the House that also wanted to have border security as part of these particular packages. I haven't seen anything that has border security in it. Now, my guess is the way Speaker Johnson has teed this up is that that would be possible in an amendment. So that would be interesting to see how that would play out and if that could garner enough Republican and Democratic votes to actually get through and become part of one of those packages. So Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, piecemeal strategy. It's a unique way to go at it. We'll see if he can run the gamut with it. And if it allows everyone to move forward in terms of aid to Israel, Ukraine, Taiwan, and humanitarian aid going into Gaza, we'll continue to watch that very close beyond the headlines and the political politics of it all, and actually get down to what's the good policy, what's important for the U.S., what's important for our allies, and what messages are we sending to our adversaries around the world. We'll be right back.
Think again on Inside Sources with Boyd Matheson.